she cried breathlessly. "They will be here in a moment. They will see that you are not there. Oh, do not waste the so precious time, but come." This time, at least, I did not scorn her advice. I staggered to my feet and ran with her along the corridor and down a winding stair. The latter led to another broad passage, and just as we reached it, we heard the sound of running feet and the shouting of two voices, one answering the other from the floor on which we were and from the one beneath. My guide stopped and looked about her like one who is at her wit's end. Then she threw open a door which led into a bedroom, through the window of which the moon was shining brightly.
"It is your only chance," said she. "It is high, but it may be that you can jump it.